Hi, my name is Diane Stevens. I live with my husband, Myron Sanders, at 3801 here in Shreveport. We built our house there 9 years ago. Our daughter went to high school here at Shreveport High School. We're not retired. We both work full-time. I work at a hospital up in Bangor, and Myron works in Rockland at a lumber yard. We plan to keep working for many years. We're working people. We pay our taxes. We both commute using Route 1. And we're now asking for your help. Our house is in a residential area just off Route 1. I measured the area, the distance, and found out that we're 1,600 feet from the proposed tank. This is less than a third of a mile. I was very clearly able to see the yellow test balloon from our property. We have many concerns. The first of these is safety for ourselves, our neighbors, our property, and our animals. We are well within the area designated by the Environmental Protection Agency as a blast zone for tanks that are considerably smaller than this proposed tank. What does that mean for our family safety? We have three little grandchildren. How can we invite them to come spend the night with us in a blast zone? As you know, the proposed tank would be between the fire department and our home. How could emergency vehicles get to our home if they were responding to an accident at the tank site? Could the Shreveport Fire Department even reach us to help us with an evacuation if it were necessary? Our second concern is financial. We're working people who've spent all our lives working, employed to support our family and ourselves. We believe in being good citizens, and we like to help other people. Our home was built with hired local labor and our own work. We love our home. Our little garden in a flat. We should be given the opportunity to sell our property to them at the previous market price so that we can afford to move to a safe area. If the tank were to be built, there'd be many adverse changes to our quality of life. I'm a runner, a gardener, I like having domestic animals, I love to be outside in all kinds of weather, I watch the night sky, I see the stars in the morning when I leave for work. If this tank is built, the night sky will be overpowered by the harsh lights of this facility. The natural beauty of the area will be forever altered. How enjoyable will it be for me to work outside with the vista of a 14-story tank and the flame? I've attended meetings in which people spoke of wanting jobs for themselves and their children, but I've never heard anyone suggest that the number of jobs would equal, let alone surpass, the number of jobs that would be lost if this tank were built. I think it would have an adverse effect on the economics of Shreveport, simply based on loss of jobs, loss of property value, and ultimately, loss of taxpayers like us. I just want to say one other little thing, which is, I don't know if you noticed, but when I came in just now, I'm using a walker, and that's because I had a little accident and fell and broke both my ankles. It was human error. So from this, I've gained an appreciation of accidents and human error and how easy it is for those things to happen. And also, right now, I can't walk very well. I can't get around very fast, and I can't drive my car. So, and I can see in a situation like this how hard it could be for somebody to leave their home in an emergency. Thank you very much. Thank you.